Let's do some more stories, starting with from Making New Friends, Patrick O'Rourke.
Thanks, guys. That was awesome.
And for real, teenagers are really fucking scary. I mean, they got their Yik Yak. They got their Snapchat. Their fucking optimism. Teenagers are really scary.
So I began listening to podcasts in 2008, and I love them. Like, I really, really love them. I feel like they're the best way to learn new things, gain new perspective on the world. And through podcasts, I've learned that no one is cooler than Tom Hanks. Especially that appearance on The Nerdist, right? Oh, man! No, that guy's got nothing to prove, and he's got no one to prove it to. I learned how to deal with creative disappointment after hearing Kevin Smith cry over the reception of Zach and Mary Make a Porno. It's true. It should be required listening for anybody who does anything creative. I've also learned that no one reads a quote like Dan Carlin from Hardcore History. Quote! That might have been fine in the age of sail, but we live in the age of steam now. End quote. Right? Dan Carlin. I discovered that Adan probably did it, but maybe not. I don't know. Something weird happened. I've learned to avoid Adam Carolla. And never be anything like Joe Rogan. I finally went to stamps.com. And guess what? I still don't use stamps. So I closed the window and wrote an email. Josh Clark and Charles W. Chuck Chuckers Bryant from the Stuff You Should Know podcast taught me about spam, amnesia, moonwalks, on the moon, not by Michael Jackson, wildfires, reincarnation, human starting earthquakes, zoos, Mesopotamia, smart mobs, Nazi war criminals, propaganda, hypermilling, zombies, witness protection, totem poles, Hell's Angels, ninjas, SWAT teams, cremation, mirrors, swords, sea monsters, leper colonies, boomerangs, perfume, ice cream, moonwalks, by Michael Jackson, not on the moon. Sharks, shark attacks, shark babies, and acid rain. Stuff you should know. The 18th century guy, Peter Ogno, has the best backstories. Can't say his last name still. 19th century guy has the most forgettable name. And I think that 20th century guy is actually the boss of the whole organization. Backstory, for any backstory fans. Yep. Scott, yeah, still a great show. Scott Aukerman and Ira Glass are really the same person. But one can only tell the truth, and the other can only tell a lie. And, of course, Reggie Watts is always in the room, even if he's not talking. I, myself, I'm a podcaster. And it's been fun, it's been hard, it's been rewarding, and at times fulfilling. While creating podcasts, I've learned, well, that my dog is the loudest creature on the planet. And that my wife, Lauren, is the most patient. I've learned that podcast fans are like leprechauns. If you ever catch one, hold on tight, because they are worth their weight in gold. I've learned that sometimes I repeat things over and over again. I've learned that the worst part of editing is that you can experience your mistakes over and over again. I learned that to be good at something, you need to do it and fail over and over again. Mm-hmm. And finally, I have learned that sometimes I repeat things over and over again. You know, honestly, I don't know what my life would be today if I didn't start podcasting. It has influenced my career, my relationships, and just about every day of my life. I was lucky enough to start podcasting when no one was listening, and I was able to make a bunch of mistakes. Now, a few people check out our stuff, and I really couldn't be more proud. Podcasting has taught me so much, and now I don't need to read books. Because, what's the point? It's just a fucking book. All right, thank you so much.
Yeah. Fuck literacy. Unless that book is, Field Notes doesn't publish books. They publish things you can write in. That's way better than a book. Shop Field Notes, guys. One of the Chicago Podcast Co-op sponsors.